Very special.
Very special.
My eyes see.
My eyes see.
My ears hear.
My ears hear.
And my spirit can perceive.
My spirit can perceive.
You are on my case.
You are on my case.
You want me changed.
You want me changed.
You want my mouth to be changed.
My mouth to be changed.
And I need to get a new clue.
And I need to get a new clue.
Of how much you love me.
How much you love me.
And how I need to love me for a change.
How I need to love me for a change.
And to stop picking on God's creation.
And to stop picking on God's creation.
And being critical of God's creation.
I am a new creation.
The old one died.
The old one died.
When I accepted Jesus.
And now we are one.
We are one in the Spirit.
We are one in the Lord.
And by golly, we're going to manifest
the same Holy Spirit
that Jesus literally showed the earth.
Jesus literally showed the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise.
Glory to you, Jesus. Kusharatekia. Halamahasha. Arabahasandariatea. Ho rabahashikiata. This came very early this morning, and it relates to something that the Lord showed me way back at Grace, and it was heart to heart.
I remember that.
I know you do.
There.
Yeah, that was the title of the Tuesday night service.
Yeah.
It was heart to heart. So April 25th, 2022. This is an anniversary time because the Children of Light prayer group started in 1977, this weekend. So it's an anniversary time. And the Holy Spirit said to me this morning, our hearts are melted into one. So I drew two hearts, and one is overlaid on top of the other. So they're not separate. Okay, they're not separate. They're not hand to hand, in other words, you know, or matched together. They are one on top of each other, or vice versa, melted together. Co-joined, correct. All right. So he said, our hearts are melted into one, son, and no longer will you feel alone. I have made us one. Then I drew a heart. Like truly one on your ring. So this ring represents my father's heart. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This is not easy.
Use some of your anointing oil. Grease.
Well, yeah, I thought of that, but then it gets grease everywhere. Oh, dear. There we go. See the hearts on there? They're side by side. That was my father's gold ring that he gave me after he obviously went when he went home.
Pass it?
Yeah, pass it around so that you can see it. Because that's what he showed me. We were co-joined together, but not one on top of the other. Am I making sense? All right. We are stuck together, but now we are one. Stuck together is one thing. When you're united, there's no longer any division. You see it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so hearing him this morning, and I'm having a problem because my head is getting in my way. Okay, when your head gets in the way, obviously it doesn't go as well. So we are stuck together, but now we are one. Trust me, you will see the change that I have done. truly, we are one. So now I'm trying to digest what he's saying. We were one before, but now there's a deeper cementing, super glue. You can't tear us apart. That's what I'm referring to. One heart. Wait a minute. Trust me, you will see the change that I have done. Truly, we are one. One heart, one mind, one flesh, one blood, one faith, one righteousness.
Can you do that again?
Yeah, I will repeat it. One flesh. I'm sorry. One heart, one mind, one flesh, one blood, one faith, one righteousness. And it's confirmed because of what God did last night, during the night. I want to take you to the Passion Translation of Romans chapter 5. Because he said, again, you read it last night, now I want you to take it home. In other words, when you read something, it doesn't become yours until you decide it. It's great to, you know, I pray for John. Oh my God. I know John, and I know this, and I know that, and he's this, and he's that. I can believe it for him, but that doesn't mean I believe it for me. See, because the accuser's not on his case for me to see. He's on my case to make me look back. To cancel what he's creating for the next level. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about... No, I'm teasing you. I'm being bad. Forgive me, Lord. Verse 1. Our faith in Jesus... And the Lord right away said to me, I want you to personalize this. So he said, my faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to me. Ah, swallow that one. My faith in Jesus. Did you hear? My faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to me. St. Paul had to believe it in order to write it.
Paul had to believe it in order to write it.
Say, my faith
in Jesus
transfers God's righteousness to me.
Transfers God's righteousness to me.
And now declares me flawless.
And now declares me flawless.
In his eyes, or in his sight. Catching on now? Do you believe it? See, you can read it for everyone else but you. And God says, I'm in love with. Oh, is he really in love with you? Yes, he is. But do you believe it yet? Okay? Do you really say, I can take this truth and really digest it? Because that's what he wants me and you to do. It cannot be on the page sitting there for you to believe it for somebody else. Jesus is a personal Savior. He's my Messiah. Okay, ready? This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God. All because of what our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has done for me. My faith guarantees me permanent access into his marvelous kindness that has given me a perfect relationship with God. What incredible joy bursts forth within me as I keep on celebrating my hope of experiencing God's glory. Say, we can take this to the bank, Lord. But that's not all. Even in times of trouble, I have a joyful confidence knowing that our pressures will develop in me patient endurance. So even when my knee is hurting and I'm crying out for help, it will produce and develop in me patient endurance. And patient endurance will refine my character. I didn't know my character needed refining. But that's what St. Paul says. And Holy Spirit had him write it for me. Uh-oh. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Had Paul write this for me.
Because
he lived it.
And
I'm on the earth now living it. Hallelujah. Say, my patient endurance will refine my character and prove character leads me back to hope. And proven character. Without hope, what do you get? And this hope is not a disappointing fantasy. Woo-hoo, I love that. Because I can now experience the endless love of God cascading into my hearts. No, our hearts. Because it's coming from his heart into my heart. And we are being melted into one. Through the Holy Spirit who lives in me. See, once I start believing what he said about me, my whole life will be transformed. I won't be begging anymore.
It won't be your life.
Huh?
It won't be your life.
It won't be your life. It's his life in me.
His life through you.
And he's living through me. Okay? And that's what he's after. Okay? So, you know, this is kind of cool. Amen? It's an awakening to a new level. It's an awakening that this truth that he wants to go and develop inside of me with my trust, my faith, will definitely let it happen. But I need that trust and I need that faith in order for it to manifest. And if I can't declare it with my mouth, it'll never happen. So if I keep cursing me, I am actually cursing my wife's husband. See? And I've done it. I can remember when I still had the business, and I've shared with you about my big, big miracle when I first got baptized in the Holy Ghost and I had my new language, okay? And I was in the middle of doing a whole apartment, and I had to solder probably about maybe 70 or 80 soldering joints to put a whole bathroom and a kitchen in on the second floor. So, yes, Lord, I guess we're going to go to the little story. This is the second floor, and I'm redoing this apartment. Because we're putting in new cabinets, a whole new bathroom, et cetera, et cetera. So I go up there and I tell my employee, I said, I'm praying because now we're going to have to test, you know, all of the soldering joints because I put shutoffs everywhere for the bathroom tub, the shower, the toilet, the sink, the kitchen sink. So there's a lot of joints and a lot of pipe, okay? And it's coming from the basement, obviously, straight up through one of the walls of the store, and then over a whole region of the store. So I pray the Spirit as I'm doing all this, and I mean, you know, all I got is four syllables, so it's not much, but that's all I got. But I'm doing it. And I'm doing it, and there's an awareness that he's with me. That's all I can say. There's an awareness. So I solder all the joints, all the shutoffs are on, and I tell my man, I want you to go down to the basement, and if you hear a clank, clank noise like that, you'll know that you got to shut it off because there's a leak. Okay? So he goes down into the basement, and I'm upstairs, and I'm watching all the joints, and I've got a pail, and I've got, you know, because usually you get at least one or two little hisses. Okay? Because I'm good at it.
And there's a downside.
Yes, there is.
If the leak happens.
If the leak happens, you've got a downstairs problem. So he turns on the water, and I'm looking at every joint, and I'm touching them, and I'm making sure there's no moisture, okay? And I begin to cry. Because I've never had this happen. And I've put in lots of bathrooms and a lot of kitchens. And I've been doing it for years, okay? I started when I was 15. So I'm crying, and Mr. Demers comes into the room, and he says, "Are you okay?" And there are tears of joy. He says, "You're nuts." I says, "This has never happened before. This is the Lord. I know his angels are on the job. He's look at, there's not one hiss." And so, you see, unless you felt it and unless you can tell it, it's still not a testimony. It was me with my unbelief that was now being shattered. Do you hear me? The unbelief was being shattered, and I was weeping. I was grateful, and I went downstairs, and the tears are still rolling out of my eyes, and I'm full of joy, and I reach and say, "Are you okay?" I said, "I've never been better," and I'm shaking. I'm shaking. She says, "What?" You know, like she's couldn't handle. And I said, "God did it. God did it." And I explained what I just shared. And we were both, you know, totally overjoyed, because now I'm exhausted because it's been a long day and we're driving home. I said, "Irene, this is really living. This is really living." See, I wasn't alone doing that work. We were one to one, side by side, like the ring. So I knew that I knew that I knew that he and I were related. We were connected. This morning he said, "Our hearts are melted into one, son. No longer will you feel alone. I have made us one. I have made us one." One. It's not me. It's he that has done this work. And it's starting to cement in, if that makes any sense. Okay? It's starting to be believed by me.
Right.
Because the first person that needs to believe it is
me.
And I'm a believer receiver.
Yes.
Are we having fun?
Yes.
Are you catching on? Say, it's not just for the pastor.
It's not just for the pastor.
It's for all who are listening.
It's for all who are listening.
And I can take this to the bank.
And I can take this to the bank.
And I can receive the anointing.
And I can receive the anointing.
Because it's the same Holy Spirit.
It's the same Holy Spirit.
And he's doing a job on us.
He's doing a job on us.
Where the unbelief is being shattered.
Where the unbelief is being shattered.
And washed away by the precious living water. Keep that living water washing away the old, Lord.
Keep that living water washing away the old, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Verse 6. For when the time was right, the anointed one came and died to demonstrate his love for sinners.
who were entirely helpless, weak, and powerless to save themselves. Now, would anyone dare to die for the sake of a wicked person? We can all understand if someone was willing to die for a truly noble person, but Christ proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still lost and ungodly. And there is still much more to say of his unfailing love for me. For through the blood of Jesus, I have heard the powerful declaration, you are now righteous in my sight. Ha ha! Did you hear that? His vision of me and you is totally, totally new if you really take the time to register this truth. If you register it and you accept it and you believe it and then you receive it, it will manifest and your whole entire life will change. Because you'll be able to declare, I am righteous because of what he did on that tree. You're no longer dirty. You're no longer soiled. You're no longer a sinner. When I hear people say, I'm a sinner. Yeah. Again? The letters of Paul are written to the saints.
That's right.
Sorry.
But you are a sinner saved by grace, right?
It's a fact that has been spoken, mm-hmm. but it's usually advertised.
Okay.
And there's a different tense there. You were a sinner saved by grace.
Mm-hmm. That's past.
Past tense.
Right, as compared to I am.
Right.
Okay.
But many people say, I am a sinner. Mm-hmm. No, you're not. Just like I was praying for Hazel. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because of something that happened yesterday. Okay. Park the righteousness for a moment. You know, sometimes God gives me a big word and it'll insult the person who receives it. Mm-hmm. Okay? I have two beautiful grandsons, Christopher and James. When my son married his bride, she was told by the doctor that they'd never have children. But because of prayer, and because of intercession, and because of believing people, precious people, her parents got born again, she got born again, and she got filled with the Holy Ghost, and many miracles happened, and then two baby boys came later. She is now in her nursing home. She had four other children with another man. So she writes yesterday on the Facebook page that it's been 16 years for her sobriety. And she is grateful to her higher power for this success. And that burned a hole right in me. I mean, you could have shoved a piece of garbage in my rear end and it wouldn't have hurt anymore and I would peel. And I said, oh, Lord, I can't respond right now because my anger is just, you know, I'm not in a good place right now. So I finally forgave and I stopped this war that was going on and the righteous indignation that was, okay. I said, Lord, help me because I'm angry. He said, but you can be angry and sin not.
That's true.
Okay. So I responded back. Well, congratulations for your 16 years of sobriety. But in case you forgot, your higher power has a name. His name is Jesus Christ, who brought you out of darkness into light. He died on that cross for you, Patty, and that's the bottom line. And I'll leave the rest of it there.
Now you're going to want to read it.
She removed it.
Amen.
Oh,
She took it.
She was listening.
I have to leave. Thank you. I have to leave.
Yeah.
So she received it.
Yes.
Awesome.
Just a few months ago, I gave my grandson her Bible, which we had found on the floor in the house when she moved out. So I held on to her Bible for over 30 years. And several months ago, I gave it to her oldest son, and he gave it to her with all her notes from the 1970s and early 80s. You can hold on to something, and at the right moment, it'll be received. What God does with it and what she does with it is not my problem. I did my part. Okay. I'm going to back it up now. Verse 9. And there is still much more to say of his unfailing love for us. For through the blood of Jesus, we have heard the powerful declaration, "You are now righteous in my sight." And because of the sacrifice of Jesus, you will never experience the wrath of God. So if while we were still enemies, God fully reconciled us to himself through the death of his Son, then something greater than friendship is ours. Now that we are at peace with God, and because we share in his resurrection life, did you hear? We share. How much more we will be rescued from sin's dominion. Ah, isn't that cool? And even more than that, we overflow with triumphant joy in our new relationship of living reconciled to God, all because of Jesus. You know, every aspect of this particular translation takes you a wee bit higher. And I'm grateful for Brian doing this work because, again, I don't know how many hours or years it has taken for him to do this. But again, Holy Spirit knows. Okay? So, I want to stop in that area right now. Oh, I gave the word, and it's all based on Romans 5:1 at the beginning here. One heart, one mind, one flesh, one blood, one faith, one righteousness, etc. Then he took me to verse 21. Because verse 21 is really the culmination of the miracle of harmony that's happening between God and man. Romans 5:21 says, just as sin reigned through death, so also this sin-conquering grace will reign as king through righteousness, imparting eternal life through Jesus our Lord and Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. So just as sin reigned through death, so also this sin-conquering grace will reign as king. And that's what this season of grace that we are living in, that's 2,000 years old, taking us into an eternal living experience with him. Because if you keep looking at your sin nature and how ugly you are, you fail. You fail. And the accuser will make sure that you fail. Okay? So just close your eyes right now. Say, just as sin,
sin
reigned through death,
reign through death,
so also this sin-conquering grace
so
will reign as king in me,
will
through righteousness,
imparting eternal life
to me,
through Jesus my Lord
and my Messiah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You did it for me.
And you did it for Patty, my ex-daughter-in-law.
I give you praise for all those that are listening to this message, thinking that you're lost and you can't turn it around.
I'm asking now for that grace to impart to you the hope that you need to go forward.
And I do this in Jesus' name.